Welcome to your AI podcast. Here's what is new in the world of AI and tech today. Today, we'll delve deeper into the exciting developments surrounding Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5 announcements from Anthropic, science paving the way for agents in biology, also from Anthropic, GM Energy introduces V2G support and new energy storage battery chemistry from Ars Technica, and locked in heated rivalry with researcher, Microsoft fixes zero day they disclosed. Also from Ars Technica. First up, let's discuss the Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5 announcements, published on June 9th. Anthropic has made waves in the artificial intelligence sphere with the unveiling of its latest AI models, Claude Fable 5 and Claude Mythos 5. These innovations promise to redefine what's possible in the realm of complex problem solving and specialization. With Claude Fable 5, Anthropic aims to set a new benchmark in AI capabilities, marketing it as the most advanced model available yet. This model excels at high-complexity tasks across diverse fields, including but not limited to software engineering and scientific exploration. One extraordinary aspect of Fable 5 is its enhanced capacity for addressing longer and more intricate challenges than its predecessors. This new model has been engineered to manage complex queries while maintaining context over extended interactions. While such advancements herald a new era of AI capabilities, they also raise important questions regarding the potential misuse of this technology. In response to these challenges, Anthropic has laid down a framework of built-in safeguards designed to ensure responsible usage. According to the company, users will encounter responses from a slightly less capable model, Claude Opus 4.8, when engaging with sensitive queries, especially those related to cybersecurity. The objective is to strike a delicate balance between availability and safety, aiming to prevent potential harm while still allowing users to experience the model's capabilities for less sensitive or trivial queries. On a more specialized note, the launch of Claude Mythos 5 represents an important evolution within Anthropic's offerings. Mythos 5 has been meticulously crafted for a narrower user base, including government agencies and cybersecurity experts. By lifting certain safeguards present in Fable 5, Mythos 5 has the potential to unlock greater functionality, particularly in critical contexts like cybersecurity. Anthropic has collaborated with U.S. agencies through initiatives like Project Glasswing to bolster the effectiveness of cybersecurity teams, ultimately enhancing their ability to safeguard vital software infrastructures. The implications of these models extend far beyond mere capabilities. Historically, previous AI models have struggled with the intricacies that complex tasks often present. However, with advancements like Fable 5 and Mythos 5, we are standing at the precipice of a new frontier in artificial intelligence, one that could fundamentally alter how we approach high-stakes environments. The often-discussed potential for AI to catalyze innovation may finally be realized. With robust tools like Mythos, we could witness a paradigm shift in our approach to cyber defense and an evolution in how we confront the ever-escalating sophistication of cyber threats. Moving on, we have the insightful article titled Science Paving the Way for Agents in Biology, published on June 8th. In this piece, author Laura Lebert makes a compelling argument for the urgent modernization of biological data infrastructures to better accommodate AI agents. As AI becomes increasingly integrated into scientific research, it's vital that the supporting systems, which house crucial biological data, evolve as well. The research featured in the article dives into the complexities of retrieving genetic sequence data from the NCBI virus database. It reveals a critical takeaway. Even the most sophisticated AI models can run into significant barriers when the underlying infrastructure lacks the necessary support. The introduction of a deterministic retrieval layer, known as GetVirus, dramatically improved the accuracy of data retrieval, underscoring a critical truth. Existing biological databases have not been designed with digital agents in mind. The analogy offered in the article, that of navigating an outdated city built before cars were invented, aptly captures the essence of this challenge. While the current infrastructure may support traditional research methods, it fails to adapt to the demands of AI technologies effectively. As we move towards a future where AI is integral to various scientific domains, the need for adaptive infrastructure becomes paramount. It's insufficient to simply apply cutting-edge models to existing systems. These models need robust support structures that enhance their effectiveness. This may entail redesigning databases and streamlining workflows that facilitate AI-driven research, ultimately heralding a new paradigm of scientific inquiry. As the possibility for accelerated breakthroughs in medical and biological research looms on the horizon, investing in agent-friendly architectures could serve as the key to unlocking this next wave of discovery. Now, let's shift focus to GM Energy introduces V2G support and new energy storage battery chemistry, published on June 10th. In this dynamic landscape of the automotive and energy sectors, we are witnessing a significant evolution towards sustainability. General Motors, GM, is taking a bold step forward by introducing bidirectional charging capabilities for electric vehicles, or EVs, which opens up a range of transformative possibilities for energy management. Given growing concerns about the strain on our electric grid, driven by the rising demand for energy from new technologies such as data centers and increasing numbers of electric vehicles, GM's V2G, or vehicle-to-grid technology, is particularly timely. This innovative feature allows EVs to not only consume energy from the grid for charging, but also to send electricity back when necessary, effectively transforming vehicles into mobile power sources. This capability has the potential to play a crucial role in stabilizing local and national power grids, alleviating some of the pressures caused by fluctuating energy demands. Additionally, the announcement of GM's new sodium-ion batteries marks an exciting pivot within energy storage technology. Traditionally dominated by lithium-ion batteries, sodium-ion chemistry represents a promising alternative, enhancing diversification in energy storage solutions. By collaborating with Peak Energy in the development of these advanced batteries, GM is making strides not only within the automobile sector, but also positioning itself as a pivotal player in the broader energy management landscape. The intersection of AI and energy technology becomes evident here. Enhanced energy consumption and management strategies can be achieved not merely through improved vehicle technologies, but also through smart grid innovations powered by AI. As vehicles and homes increasingly intertwine in their energy use, GM is preparing for a future that prioritizes sustainability, efficiency, and user convenience. Lastly, let's discuss locked-in heated rivalry with researcher Microsoft Fixes Zero Day They Disclosed, published on June 9th. This article unveils a riveting narrative around the intricate dynamics of the cybersecurity landscape, detailing a tense episode involving Microsoft and a researcher known by the pseudonym Nightmare Eclipse. This researcher has been actively disclosing severe zero-day vulnerabilities that could potentially jeopardize Microsoft products. The conflict escalated as Nightmare Eclipse released findings related to vulnerabilities tied to Microsoft's Windows Collaborative Translation Framework. The simplicity and accessibility of the exploit heightened concerns, providing a vivid illustration of the complexities surrounding the relationship between independent researchers who uncover security flaws and large corporations that may have defensive postures when confronted with criticism. Central to this situation is the cycle of vulnerability disclosure and subsequent patching, both critical elements in maintaining robust cybersecurity. The manner in which companies like Microsoft engage with researchers can significantly influence their ability to reinforce defenses against evolving threats. When trust breaks down, as evident in this case, it can lead to negative consequences for both researchers and corporations alike. How companies respond to vulnerabilities matters immensely, not just for their reputation, but also for user trust in their products. A well-managed approach to security disclosures fosters collaboration, encouraging an environment where researchers feel supported and incentivized to notify firms of potential threats prior to public announcements. In conclusion, today's episode has highlighted transformative advancements in the realms of artificial intelligence and technology, illustrating how these innovations are reshaping an array of fields. From groundbreaking AI models poised to enhance our capabilities in knowledge-driven work, to electric vehicles that redefine energy systems, and the ongoing challenges facing cybersecurity, the landscape is rich with unprecedented developments. As we navigate this journey, it is evident that the cross-pollination between AI and various domains will spark profound changes in how we work, live, and protect ourselves against an ever-evolving digital menace. As we continue to explore these topics, it becomes clear that the fabric of our future will be woven with the threads of innovation, collaboration, and an unwavering commitment to both progress and safety. Thank you for joining us today, and stay tuned for more in-depth explorations of the exciting advancements shaping our world. That is all for today's episode. Thanks for listening to your AI podcast. See you tomorrow.